I'm about to be as real as possible with you. A blocker to life, and it's going back to the Celestine prophecy, and I believe it was the eighth insight. You can get addicted to a person. Now, I'm learning this recently because I'm watching the pattern of my life and I'm watching my relationships, and I'm just going to be open and real about this. If you do not care about yourself, you will attract a person who also does not care about you or themselves. It's the only thing you can attract if you don't care enough about yourself. I think very spiritual giving people come into this trouble a lot by continually doing what they call giving. But their giving is actually a perfect exchange. It's called the experience of sacrifice. It's when you give up who you are. That is the only sacrifice. When you give up who you are. Now, who you are is complete, whole, intact, fully equipped, able. That's who you are. Now, if you feel that the missing approval of a person could cause you to make a drama or make a scene, you are addicted to a person, and that's a toxic relationship. The minute that you can say out of your mouth, "I simply love people," and mean it, and that's the only goal you have, is to align with that, then you will attract a person who is equally in love with that divinity that is within them, and they will also be in love with the divinity that is in you, because that's how it goes. So your relationship is a reflection of your current level of love you have for yourself, for who you truly are. If you truly care about who you are, you care about the three. The three are the physical body that you have, your mind, and the spirit that you are. You care about the full being. You don't neglect any of them. You give attention to all three. And your primary concern is the sustaining and expanding, sustained expansion of those three. If your focus is not that, your focus is then on something that is not in your gifting. And if you're doing something that's not in your gifting, you are wasting your time. Your return on investment will be low. In life, who you are with is not going to be the maximum person. What you are doing is not the maximum career. Where you're working or where you're doing activity is not your optimal vocation. Nothing will be optimal because everything falls to the level of conviction and truth you walk in. So there is a life that's perfectly at your level. And it is the adherence and commitment to that true you, you discover through life inside you, that rises you to the occasion of owning yourself, regardless what people think. Because there are many people who care more about themselves, and that's the only thing they can do, than you. So if you're the kind of person who cares about others more than themselves, you gotta do a reality check. Because because they're not others, they are reflections of you. And if you feel neglect and you ignore that because you're giving, you're neglecting yourself. When you are in a relationship that is abusive, check yourself. Abuse is any kind of misuse. Really, any using at all is abuse. The human being is not designed to be used. The human being is not a usable object. The human being is being. And it is being all that you are. What you are is your function. So it's to bring these functions together in a cohesive, harmonious whole to create even greater expansion of who we are and what we are. The one living life essence and life energy, positivity. But if you are currently with a spouse who does not care about you, your body, your mind, or your spirit, and they allow their fears to dictate how they treat you, you allow your fear to dictate how you treat you. And you have to check yourself and check in with love. You have to accept full love of yourself. You cannot fix the person who is abusing you. The only thing you can do is you can value yourself more. It's the only thing you can do. You need to raise the evaluation of who you are, what you deserve, and who you deserve to be with, and reevaluate what kind of life you want to live. You have to check in with that. You know what I'm recognizing? There aren't, just because you've awakened to one level of consciousness where you know God, does not mean that you've mastered your humanness. The first taste of it is a gift. But if that gift doesn't go under development, that's when it kills people. So this gift is exactly that, a gift, and you must use your talents. Your talent is your gift, literally. So what is your talent? Now I can tell you my talent is waking people up to deeper levels of conscious awareness in themselves by creating miracles. Now the greatest miracle of all is the miracle of your changed mind. When you hear some divine words that are this true and this potent, and they strike your heart, and you accept them in, and you feel the truth of it, you can awaken this dimension of you. It's a dimension of infinity, of self-love. It's just love. Since you are everything there is, it's just love. But being a human, the only way you can experience that is as yourself. So that God love is literally you. It's the only way you can experience it. Because you are a being. There are things you can project, but there are projections of your being a certain way. The woman or the man you're with and how they treat you is a direct reflection of how you care and love yourself. It is a direct reflection. The only thing you can do is care more about this being you are and make it comfortable and make it what it wants to be. I thank the subconscious mind for loosening up the knots in my body, allowing the spirit of consciousness to flow freely through each cell of my being. I'm grateful I can feel each cell of my being awakening to the living consciousness that is now. I allow the awareness in all things to come through me and take over my life. I will walk the earth in my gift as a miracle. It's a miracle to walk through this world and still care and still love. It's a miracle. I was going to go in here and try to get her attention. Swimming. I'm going in here a lot. So I'm taking a nap.